Good morning. Last week we heard through the magic of the internet from people who have moved on today, and none of us have experienced that yet since we're here. What I'm going to be reflecting on is something that I think all of you have in fact experienced, which is being new in this community. At some time or another, you were, even if you were one of the founders, you were new in the community. We arrived in Middlebury last August knowing very few people. And the second morning we were at our house, we went for a walk, beautiful, beautiful August morning, down the road towards what we now know as Chris's house. And there was a man out walking his dog. And we stopped to chat with this man walking his dog. And he said his name was Barnaby and that he was the minister of the Unitarian Universalist Church. We had heard about this congregation from our friend Janie Wolfe, who was a member for many years when she lived in Middlebury. And she had been very positive about it, the experience and what she had gained and contributed from the community. So, and we said that to Barnaby, and he invited us to come to that day's service. It was a Sunday morning, and Melissa Laurie was scheduled to talk, to give the sermon, to talk about spirituality in the theater, and in particular, she had recently directed a play called The Christians, and she was going to be part of the topic. And so we went on our walk, and we turned around and came back, and as we came back, Barnaby came running out of his house, and he had in his hand one of these little things that I'm sure you all have seen, which he handed to us, the Seven Principles of Unitarian Universalism. And he made sure to tell us, to reassure us that in spite of the title of that day's sermon, that this was not a Christian church as such, and that if we were looking for a Christian church, that there were good other options in Middlebury of socially engaged congregations that were explicitly Christian, and that this one was not. We said, no, that's fine. That's not what we were looking for. So we actually came that same day and have been coming ever since. And we're glad we have. I looked up on the UU Association website, the international organization, and the very first sentence says, Unitarian Universalism, you can bring your whole self, your full identity, your questioning mind, your expansive heart. And that seemed just right to me. It's just basically a message that says, come as you are. I am, my self-image of myself is that I'm logical, unemotional, objective. I like structure. I like clear roles. And I was pleased to know that that self of me would be welcome in this congregation. What I've found as we've gone along is that I keep being challenged to identify my best self and to try to figure out how to act on that. Our initial experience of the congregation was that we were very comfortable in a room full of people that are broadly similar to us and of like mind in many ways. And what I'm seeing now after 6 months is that I need to move beyond being comfortable and use that comfortableness as a platform for being uncomfortable, for moving into areas beyond my own comfort zone. And I feel confident that I can keep doing that. So I'm glad to be here. Thank you.